Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is the 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to meet you. Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Christophe Ugereau. He is with Gartner. He's the vice president and an analyst at Gartner. He's based out of Hong Kong, currently talking to us from Macau, which is just across the bay from Hong Kong. Christophe, thanks again for being here. Christophe, folks, is a digital infrastructures expert. And what that means is he knows about cryptocurrency, he knows about blockchain. And Christophe, my audience knows that I've been trying to get them to think about blockchain for 5 years now. I've been focusing on blockchain and as often as I could to try to get them to understand that it's on the way, it's coming, it's the future. As far as I'm concerned, it's the closest thing we have to digital trust. And until something replaces it that's better, that's the story I'm sticking to. And it also is the platform for all but one that I know of, digital currencies, cryptocurrencies. And I believe, and I'm a little worried about this, Christophe, that the future of money is crypto, is digital. What do you think?
I think, it's interesting. I mean, let's actually look a bit more at some of the potential benefits and a new focus, I should say, of blockchain in finance and how it could benefit small medium businesses. Because I think we have to a certain extent move away from cryptocurrencies only. So we've seen a progress with the decentralization of finance. And it's still early stage, but that's really what will benefit small medium businesses, an ability to get alternative source of finance, of course, but also to be able to challenge or be treated by traditional sources of finance. So if you have an ability to actually increase competition for who should provide you funding, you have a better, of course, by definition, a better way to negotiate. So this is still, I would say, not practical enough for today. I mean, clearly, this is not ready, but we seem like our prediction, is that by 2022-23, we have some maturity here. That's why we're calling the book Blockchain Complete. And we're starting to see from a technology perspective, from a digital infrastructure perspective, going back to your point, we're starting to see actually good progress. We start to see better performance. We actually start to see better legal framework. We start to see better alignment between digital ID, mm-hmm. the legal frameworks enabling financial providers to engage with digital assets. And something actually in the U.S. we've seen more clarity as well.
Right. One of the things I like the idea of the proliferation on the way to ubiquity of blockchain. I like the idea of the blockchain technology. Again, I think blockchain has the potential to save the digital marketplace. Because without some kind of trust, without some kind of ethical structure, I think we're already seeing this with the big tech companies. Yeah. One of the reasons they've got a problem right now, folks, is because they haven't found a way to install ethics and good behavior into their algorithms, and in the marketplace. In the supply chain marketplace, for example, you've got to be able to have something you can trust, and I think that's blockchain. So I like that. What I'm worried about, though, is I'm worried about when we start extending that to cryptocurrency, and even though it could be a way to help capitalize businesses a little bit better, I'm worried about it because I'm worried about Google and Facebook having their own cryptocurrency like Facebook tried.
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, what they like to do, I mean, let's be clear. What the Gastadat or the digital giants would like to do is to control the velocity of money, to control the velocity of data. So that's their business model.
Right.
Now, coming back to your point about marketplace, I read your actually your article on the marketplace, and I think it's very interesting because it depends what do we mean about a marketplace. I mean, a real marketplace is a place where you negotiate, you arrange deals, you define new terms and conditions. But increasingly, we have a lack of marketplace, you could argue. We have digital platforms. Is it really a marketplace? I mean, we may miss that kind of a back and forth negotiation and actually SMBs being able to make deals, create new trading relationships. If someone decides who you can trade with and on what terms, that's not a marketplace.
Right.
That's a control platform to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why blockchain is so
important. And to some degree, that's what we have at Amazon. I'm telling you, there's a lot of that kind of oppression on Amazon. I've seen it. Go ahead.
I mean, if you actually depend on the company that is reusing some understanding of your data to be able to compete against you, you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So Amazon Marketplaces as a business model is a challenge for Amazon Marketplaces participants.
Yes. It worries me, Christoph, that the big companies have the ability to leverage blockchain in a way that will foreclose smaller companies that don't. That worries me too.
I think they
have that advantage. Real quick, is that a valid concern of mine?
Yeah, they have the ability to use blockchain washing, fake blockchains to do that, not the real blockchain.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask Christoph to talk to us about state sovereign cryptocurrency. Is this going to happen? China's got one. They're creating one. And the U.S. is looking into it. What's the future of sovereign cryptocurrency, sovereign digital currency? After the break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.